Alam is 9, 37, part Chet. We learned about the animal being slaughtered, that she's got big sorrow, horrible sorrow, if the ritual slaughterer is not aiming the right intentions. If he's not humble, it's the same thing in rebuke. When you come to teach someone, when you come to educate the children, you have to understand that for every person to be rebuked, to hear the lackings that he's got, have to be, Rabbeinu is saying, Manhig Rahman, merciful leader. Nafshi Yatzah, the spirit comes out. Kshiyatzat bishvil achnis bedabero, the soul went out. When you came to enter your dabero, to bring your words, shel habracha, of the blessing, vivchinat mainukvin, the aspect of feminine water, and when it came out, when the soul, the spirit came out, I looked for him and I couldn't find him. I called him and he haven't answered to me. This is the greatest sorrow of them all, that a person is seeking, looking for Hashem Yitbarach and he cannot find him. There is no worse sorrow than that to the souls of Am Yisrael. And on that we need to fight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is saying, "B'mistarim tivkei nafshi," that he is hidden and he himself is crying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a father that wants to reach out, he wants to give a hand, but he is handcuffed, he is not able to. We need to set him free. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he needs our help, because if not, he cannot help us, because his help won't worth nothing. It's written that all of the Zohar Kadosh is explaining that all of the reason of the creation is that the souls before of the creation, when it was all endless, the souls were receiving huge pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always. And one time they came to the Creator and they cried. They told him, "We feel not worthy." It's called Nama de Kisufa, bread of shame. We're receiving the bread all of the time, you're feeding us all of the time, but it's a shame for us. We're receiving it for free. We're not doing nothing to receive all of that pleasant, all of that amazing joy from you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "All right, I'm going to do something for you to make you worthy to receive that." And he created the world, and then the souls came down to this world, and now everyone are working hard to be worthy. But think about it. The biggest righteous man of them all, Moshe Rabbeinu, for an example. After 120 years that Moshe Rabbeinu lived, 120 complete years, on the last day of his life, he is begging to Hashem Yitbarach Vayet Hanan. It means that he feels not worthy even after 120 years. So what's the solution of Nama de Kisufa? Bread of shame, shame. If after 120 years you're still not worthy, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what have you done? So actually the solution for the Nama de Kisufa, when you become to be worthy, it's for that the world of eternity been created for. Means that the solution to go out from the shame going to be only in the world to come. Why? Because Rabotenu taught us that from Svara, they learned it from Svara, that it cannot, where we learned from that we should bless Hashem on every food, on everything that makes us happy, that we enjoy from it, from Svara. They just learned it in Masechet Brachot, that it's common sense that you cannot enjoy from this world without bracha. So, Rabbeinu taught us that we need to say bracha on the fruits from the ground, from the trees, on the blessings of Sheakol, and blessings on the bread, and mezonot, and other kinds of blessings, on the weather, on things that we see, on the sea, on a lot of things, on days, on good rumors, on bad rumors. You have few, only few, a lot, but still few numbers of brachot that you need to bless. What with all of the rest? Now we have that microphone, we have that book, we have that table, we had an air condition. We need to bless Hashem on that, because that svara, that logic is saying to us that we still need to thank Hashem Yitbarach on everything that we enjoyed from. But if Rabbeinu haven't taught us that we need to bless on it, they haven't set certain brachot on that to bless. So what should we do? We should say Toda Rabba Hashem on the table, Toda Rabba, thank you very much from on the mic, on the seat. We need to thank Hashem. And how can a person cover for all of the thanks that he owes to Hashem Yitbarach? He cannot in this world. There's no time. You have to run to find your parnasah. You have to learn. You have to do it bodedut. You have to respect your wife. You have to look for your children. You have to do a lot of things. So what are you going to do? Where are you going to thank in the world to come? All of the sacrifices are going to be cancelled for the world to come, except of the sacrifice of thanks. In the world to come, the purpose is to praise and to thank Hashem Yitbarach forever. This is the solution of Naaman Dekisufa, bread of shame. In this world, our job is to know, to recognize, to realize, to clarify it for 100%, no doubt, that we need to thank Hashem Yitbarach. And with that understanding, you can start thanking Hashem Yitbarach in the world to come. Here our job is to thank Hashem as much as we can, but the real job is to clarify to ourselves that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one to learn faith, to know Hashem, to understand Hashem. This is our job. For that we came to this world. Because as much as you're going to thank Hashem, you're not going to cover even for the Ilu Yehudi Haya Yodea Mazeh Mitzvah Ktana. If we were Jew, would know what is the smallest mitzvah. He would thank Hashem Yitbarach 120 years on one mitzvah, on his kippah. On the smallest thing of them all. If you just think, if someone now will take your kippah and going to walk with this kippah, and this is it, you don't work without a kippah on your head. What are you going to do now? How much you need that kippah? So now you can think a little bit how much you can thank Hashem in all of the situations that you had kippah on, every moment and moment. You wake up in the middle of the night, you look for your kippah. Why? Because you need it. If not, your brain is running out. Boreach. I remember in the beginning of my tshuva process, I was walking like a cowboy with a black hat on my head. I was for a long period of time, a few months, I was going with a black hat on my head. And one of the friends asked me, why are you putting a hat on your head? I told him, I feel that it helps me to concentrate my thoughts. It holds my thoughts. It helped me. When I had my head covered and closing, everything was concentrated, was inside. I could think. Without it, you fly in the air. So it's real. It's all physical, but it's spiritual. It's got spiritual roots. So if you realize what Hashem gave me, that I have a kippah, that I have clothes, that I have a house, that I have shoes, that on every small thing, it's written in the Gemara, that a person should sell everything that he's got and to buy shoes. So you need to thank on your shoes the same amount that you thank on everything else that you have in your life. Everything. Because you're supposed to sell everything to have those sneakers that you walk with them. To thank Hashem, to praise Hashem, to thank Him, to thank Him, to thank Him. No end. No end to the thanks and praises. So in this world you cannot fulfill that obligation. But you need to come to that recognition, to that understanding. This is the truth. This is the truth. It's all kindness. It's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. And this is what the Rabbeinu is bringing here. That when a person is looking for Hashem and he cannot find Him, that sorrow, mamash, a person wants to die. If he cannot find Hashem, if he wants Hashem and he cannot find Hashem, look at the verse. Bikashti velo mitzativ, kirati velo anani. I called Him and He haven't answered to me. כי אינו שם בשעת ברכה, because the person is not there in the time of the blessing. So the soul, it comes out, her, the way that the soul going to connect back to her source, to her roots, to her, to the place that she needs to come, it's through blessing. It have to be through bracha, through that recognition of Hakarat HaTov. Only then it fixing it. That soul sinned in that, exactly in that. She wasn't saying thank you enough. She didn't realize how good Hashem is, how nice Hashem. This is the gift of tshuva me'ahava. When a person is doing tshuva for mir'ah, it's wonderful. He will not going to cause no more damage because he's afraid of Hashem. But it's not perfect. The perfect tshuva is tshuva out of love. That you know that Hashem is so good, that you admire Him, that you want to run for Him for thousands of years. Like the Zohar Kadosh is saying, if Am Israel would know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them, they would chase after Him like lions. Like lions running, no, they're not thinking at all, like a herd of lions. Can you stop them? Nothing can stop them. Why? Because they see, they have a goal in life, this is it. If we're going to unite ourselves, if we're going to realize together what there is to do, we're going to do it. This is it. The only thing is that everyone are separated. Yetzirah tricked us all. He took everyone to his businesses and to his responsibilities, to his imaginations. Actually, we're all in the same boat. And everyone is busy. One in his iPhone, one in his iPad, and one in his, I don't know what. All nonsense. Everyone are busy. This one is tired. This one is drunk. This one has got issues in his shalom bayit. So heavy. It's all lies. It's all lies. It all comes out from laziness. You want to be left alone. You want to be left alone. You want that no one's gonna bother you. Don't rock my boat. Just let me be stone all alone. Leave me alone with my music, with my truth. All right, this is your truth, and this is my truth. There is no two truths. Truth, there is one. There is emet achat. There is no my truth and your truth. There is one truth. Maybe I am lying. And so tell us, what do you think? If you find the truth, so we're all going to follow you. This is the truth. The truth is that there is one truth. Hashem's truth. The Torah Moshe's truth. The righteous people's truth. This is the truth. So if you're canceling yourself to it, you're with it. And if you have your own truth, so outside. Nothing going to help you. You can never create a truth. Truth is a witness for itself. The truth is alive. The truth gives life to the people that have it. HaTorah techayet be'aleha, revives the owners of it. Gives them life, gives them power, gives them joy, gives them happiness. If you see that someone gave you life, and you receive that life, you breathe through his pipes, through his life, now you're not allowed to ignore it anymore. This is it. This is the truth. That you have Hakarat HaTov. You recognize the good. You remember where you received it from. And this is it. You help that good forever. This is it. You commit yourself to that. If you found something so amazing in your life, this is it. No more questions for you anymore. A lot of people, a lot of times, asked me, you want to meet that rabbi? You want to meet that rabbi? Do you know one that you heard on that rabbi, on that rabbi? Everyone going to testify. To everyone I say, no, I'm sorry, I don't know no one. I don't know no one, and I don't care even about no one. I don't want even to know about no one. On my place, there is a place for tefillin. On my head, there is a place for one tefillin. You want to put two tefillin. Rashi in Rabbeinu Tam, you have a pasek la'alacha, and you have a rabbi that teach you how to find your spiritual path. This is it. You can have a pasek halacha, and you can have a guide, a teacher, a rabbi, that's going to teach you the truth. And this is it. And you don't have place for more ideas and more options. And who needs more options? I was in a certain place with few people. We heard over there words of Torah. A certain rabbi, that someone came to us and told us that that person was the chief rabbi of a certain area, Rav Rashi of a certain city. He was telling Divrei Torah that it was a shame, it was insulting, it's insulting to the Torah to hear the nonsense that person spoke. He talked nonsense on top of nonsense on top of nonsense. No word was connected to the word before. He was insulting the Parashat Shavua.
I don't know what he was doing over there.
Talking shtuyot, things that are not Torah at all, Comparing the Torah to text message, SMS, and driving the highway, and I don't know what, using cement and building with bricks and stones, things that you realize why people rather to listen to Nirvana, to I don't know what. You realize it's a lot nicer than those nonsense that he was talking. No connection to the truth. So what people gonna do? What people that outside, what they gonna do? If you now taste something good, if you know that there is something that is real, you read the books of our Rav, you hear what that he's got to say, you listen to our conversations together, you see that it gives you power, that it gives you a reason to wake up, to go out from bed tomorrow morning. So, what are you doing with it? You have to share, you have to give, you have to support other people, that they're also going to have it. And it's not yours, that, oh no, this is my favorite rabbi, this is my favorite... If you tasted it and it gave you life, it's good, so it's life. It's not because that you are a Breslover and someone else is not. People outside, they are acting like they have life. They're playing, they're showing off like they have life. They're rich, and they have the parnasah and their houses. It's not true. They don't really have that. They're not happy in their houses, and they're sad and depressed. And they hate each other, and they have horrible thoughts about each other, and they're cheating each other, and they're lying to each other, and they're doing a lot of bad things in their free time. A lot of bad, horrible things in their free time. The light is coming out from Tzion. Ki mitzion tetzeh Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It was always like it, and it will always be like it. Just you need to believe in it. We need to believe in it. And we need to believe that what that we have in our hands belongs to everyone. And we need to be the messengers to hand it to thousands and millions and billions of people. Because you have billions of people. You have them. So you need to translate it to Chinese, to Japanese, to Korean, to all of the languages. You need to. You have to. This is our job. We will always going to talk about distribution. We will never going to stop talking about Afatzah. We will never going to stop. This is our goal in life. And people that are coming to me after a while and telling, listen, it's not my point in Avodat Hashem, I tell him, I'm very happy for you that you found your point in Avodat Hashem. Now, Baruch Hashem, you came to me and you told me that you gained $100,000. I'm happy for you, Baruch Hashem. You have a few years of quiet, but I'm very happy for you. But you lost the millions. Not to everyone I'm going to tell that they lost the millions. And I will be happy for 100,000 also. But they lost the real will of Hashem Yitbarach. Because Hashem Yitbarach, he will never going to be able to be happy if one of his children is still in the exile. Think about it, that the boat would have sailed without you. Without one. Only one. One poor guy that mistaked in the way totally, mamash. His parents mislead him, and people lied to him, and sold him a lot of nonsense, and he lost his way. And now he's stuck on an island somewhere, and the boat sailed. This is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu haven't brought the salvation to all of Am Yisrael yet. Because how can you abandon one of your children on an island? How you can let him stay there and to tell him, we're sorry, we had to sail, the boat had to sail. You can threat, you can say, hey, we're sailing, if you're not coming, all of you. No one is going nowhere. The truth is, bottom line, no one is going nowhere. In the final moment, in the moment of test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to redeem us. He will not. Why? Because, guys, your brothers, you forgot them, and I haven't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to remind us. How are you going to remind us? We don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shake us, to wake us. We want to wake us on our own. We want to wake up in prayers. We want to wake up in tefillot. How easy it is to make, you know, I receive because of the Emunah channel, and now I have a kosher phone, a special phone, a special kosher phone, that I can receive emails, but not to open them. No, I'm kidding. I can see something, but I cannot open nothing, Baruch Hashem. So I receive, so they send me a text on one of my classes that it received a certain amount of something like after one day or something, it was in 53 views or something like that, and it sent me a message on it. So I smiled, Baruch Hashem, it's nice, 53 people watch the class, nice, Baruch Hashem, I was happy. And then they send me another mail, maybe it will interest, you know, that this is their way to pull you. So we thought that you might be interested to check that clip. A clip of a Jewish band, the Maccabees. You all heard about them. Nice, right? Nice, very nice. Beautiful. Like them. Beautiful. 2,530,000 people watch that clip. 2,500,030 people watch that clip. So, you know, I couldn't be not insulted and not to keep on doing tshuva and to keep on praying. Okay, 53 people, it's also good. It was nice 5 minutes ago, right? Everyone, yeah, wow, 53 people. It's not a number, guys, it's not a number. We haven't started, it's not a number. It's not a number. It's not a number. We haven't even started. We haven't even started. If you have those numbers, if you have those numbers somewhere, you have those people. They're there. They're waiting for something interesting, so we need to make something interesting. Interesting. We have to. It's our job. And everyone with his powers, everyone with his abilities, one gonna make classes, one gonna make music, one gonna donate money, everyone gonna do what he's able to do. But not to do nothing, it means you don't care. It means you said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, take care of your own stuff. I'm here busy with my own important things. I have to make a barbecue. I have to make my tofu sandwich. I don't know what. It cannot be that we couldn't care less. Tofu sandwich. You're hungry? You go to grab a tofu sandwich now. Rabbeinu said, I like a fried chassid. Fried tofu sandwich. If there is a person, I came to Rav Shalom a few weeks ago, I told him, Rav, how can it be that we're teaching our students that they need to go to pray to Hashem Yitbarach? And then they're going and they're praying and they're not being answered. So what are we doing? We need to say that to Hashem Yitbarach, right? So he told me, yes, this is the tefillah that we should pray. Hashem Yitbarach, how can it be that we're teaching people to pray and they're not being answered? So we're lying to them, Hashem, you're not answering the prayers. This is it, this is what goes on. This is why I said we need to fight on that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating constrictions in your life, you need to cancel yourself to that. You accept it. You say, Hashem, whatever you want from me, I accept. It's good. But when that suffering, those judgments are going down on your friends, on Am Yisrael, this is the time that you fight. And you fight with Hashem for that. And Hashem Yitbarach, He wants you to fight. And on that it's written, Nitzchuni Banai, that Hashem is happy when you win. When you conquered Him, when you forced Him. When you are arguing with Hashem Yitbarach until Hashem gonna surrender to you, this is the pleasure of Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. Because Hashem made a decree, and it was a mistake, and Hashem admit that He made a mistake. He said, Oy li shenishbati, I regret on the fact that I made that oath. That Hashem exiled His children between the nations. Hashem regret on it. And if you cannot understand how Hashem mistakes, you need to believe in it, because this is what it's written in the Gemara Kedusha. Just accept it. It's beyond our understanding. This is the way that Hashem is explaining it to us, that we will understand. Hashem made it happen like that, that it's going to be that He made a mistake, that He was wrong, that He had a midah of anger, midat hakas. He was angry in that day. And He decided to exile, to excommunicate His children from the land, from the promised land. He done that mistake. He constricted the moon, the light of faith in the world. And now for people it's hard to believe. Now for people it's hard to pray. Now for people it's hard to trust Hashem. Hashem made that happen. And Hashem, so to speak, regrets on it. And Hashem wakes us to help Him. He's asking, Haviu alai kapara, bring something on me, for me, that I'm going to have forgiveness. Something to forgive on my mistake. Hashem is saying to Am Yisrael, Haviu alai kapara, on my mistake. You need to bring sacrifices for me. I cannot sacrifice. You need to sacrifice for me. Help me. Hashem is screaming to each and every one of us, when you care, it's the voice of Hashem Yitbarach that He cares from inside. When you want to help, it's Hashem Yitbarach woke you up to care, to love, to be sensitive enough, to feel your friends, to feel the pain, to feel the sorrow. He gave you a heart. It's what we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Create a heart for me, pure heart, that I'm going to be able to feel your sorrow, that I'm going to care about you, Hashem. But itpalel Chana al Hashem, she was praying on Hashem. Those things, you buy them with hours and hours of prayers. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, adricheni ba'amitecha. Teach me the path of truth. Let me know what you want for me. You see people that want to learn Torah, that they have a desire to learn Torah. And you cannot tell a person, don't learn Torah. Of course, you want to cheer him up and to tell him, Yishar Koach, do it. But if you see that a person, rather to avoid his real issues, things that Hashem is waking him up to realize, really to work on them, and he's running instead of working on himself to learn Torah and to be occupied, busy all day learning Torah, forgetting the tshuva that he needs to do, so it hurts. It hurts to see a person learn Torah so much. Because the Torah will not going to bring him to the right place. The Torah is supposed to wake you up to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. If now the Torah is separating you, if now the Torah is dividing you from Hashem Yitbarach, a lot of people are saying to you, what do you want from me? I'm religious, I'm learning Torah, yes, I'm also. Alright, wonderful, okay, so you closed my mouth, I cannot argue with you anymore. And you're going to stuck in the place that you are at, no problems. It was your choice, this is what you choose. To stay in that place, no problems. I'm going to keep on praying on you. You cannot stop me from praying on you, from keep on loving you, keep on care on your wife, that she's so broken, that she doesn't have a husband because you're so occupied and busy in your nonsense. On your children that doesn't have a father because you are now a Talmid Chacham that is so busy, or that you're so mamash devoted to bring parnasa. All imaginations. The parnasa Hashem is giving, not you. Hashem is going to keep on supplying the exact same amounts that you receive now, even if you're not going to move a finger. Hashem is bringing the parnasah that you want to fix, the Birkat HaMazon, that's saying, Potech et yadecha, umasbiya lechol chai ratzon, that Hashem is the one that brings the parnasah. Try that. Try to count on Hashem once in your life. You're going to see that you're going to be answered. Try. If you have sparks in that place, if you see that in that job, in that place that you go to work, in that place, you're helping people, you support people, you supply other people, sources of parnasah, and you help people, and you do good, and by that you're bringing people closer to Avodat Hashem, go to work, wonderful. Ask me to come with you, I'll help you, whatever you need. You need help over there with people, I'll come. But if you do it for money, so you lack of faith, you lack of logic, of sechel, brain. You don't realize that Hashem is giving the parnasa. Hashem is giving the parnasa. Now you have a tikkun in that place with those people. Wonderful, go! Go, work! From the morning until the night, whatever. This is what that Hashem Yitbarach sent you to do in this world. Wonderful, go for it, do it, no problems. But not because you lack of money, because you lack of confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. Those are things that you need to work on them, on your midot, on your faith. You need to work on every day in the field, in tshuva, in tefillot, Hashem. I'm not asking to quit my job. I'm asking not to be depend on it. I'm asking not to be afraid if something is shaking me, if something is happening. I want to be relaxed. I want to know for sure that you're going to take care of me forever, that everything is good, that I can live my life peaceful and quiet. That I can decide that at 6 p.m. I'm going home. This is it. That at 7 I'm coming back home. That at 1 I'm davening mincha. That I can live a Jewish life. That I can decide what am I doing in my life. That I have a family also. That I have my schedules. I need to learn Torah. I need to pray in a minyan. That I can be who that I am. That I have to do my 1 hour in Bodadu. That I need to go to sleep early because I want to wake up chatzot. That I can choose. You can work. There were righteous people that were working. No problems at all. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he knew that 2 or 3 hours every day he was working. He was a tailor. He was working. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh that the Baal Hashem Tov said that he was in the same level of him. Or HaChaim HaKadosh, 3 hours every day he was working as a tailor. He realized that that's the amount that he have to achieve from that. That's his limit. That was the time limit that he could sacrifice from his precious time to work like that. There was other people, and who knows his intentions? It's written on Chanoch that we said Chanoch, like Eliyahu Navi, went up to heaven. Et Elokim italech Chanoch. He was an angel. And he, it's written, he was a shoemaker, Tofer min Alim. He was a shoemaker. And he becomes to be Sarah Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. He is the 6th Sidre Mishnayot. He is the Torah Shebal. He himself is the Torah Shebal Peh. He is the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. He, Chanoch, Matat, Sarah Panim. He is the Torah Shebal Peh. He is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining the Torah to Am Israel. It's him. It's him. Can you understand? Who is he? Like that Rabbeinu said on Rashi HaKadosh, that Rashi, he is the brother of the Torah. Rashi becomes to be the brother of the Torah. He is the brother of the Torah. They're equal. There is a brother, there is a sister. They're together. One of them is what that you see, and his brother is Rashi. Can you realize what Rashi achieved? Canceling him, all of his physical being to Hashem Yitbar. He becomes to be a spiritual being. He becomes to be something. Something else. It becomes to be something else. Rabbeinu said it to Rabbi Natan and to Rabbi Naftali. From you, something else is going to happen in the world to come. You're going to become to be something else. Something else. Something else is going to happen with you. Like Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi. I don't remember that righteous man, that tzaddik, that he, because of his poverty, he had to work between women. And one time he had a test over there, a big test. And he ran, he jumped from the roof. He decided to kill himself.
In Rishash.
In the Gemara. The Gemara. Oh. And he jumped from the roof. Or it was Rav Kahana or Sheshet, I don't remember. And he jumped from the roof. And Eliyahu Navi ran to him and stopped him in the air, hold him and told him, what are you doing? You're not allowed to die. Why are you jumping from the... Yeah, he said, I'm sorry, I had a horrible test, and I'd rather to die than to fail in that test. So he told him, so why are you working between the women? Why you put yourself in that place? They said, it's all because of poverty. What do you want from me? If I would have had a nice, good parnasah. So Eliyahu Navi gave him a bag of diamonds, full of diamonds. This is all right now. Go to work. No, don't need to go to work anymore. Go, you have your parnasah. Jonathan, don't bother me, Eliyahu Navi is saying. You're afraid to? You're afraid? Why? Why are you afraid? If you still have time to live, nothing gonna happen to you. Nothing gonna happen to you. We should live like that. We should live with 100% confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. If Hashem wants me alive, Mandei Yaev Chaye, Yaev Mezoneh, the one that gives life, is gonna supply the parnasah, no doubt. If you're all day long occupied and busy, what's going to be with money? What's going to be with money? You don't have time to be a father. You don't have time to be a husband. You don't have time to be Jewish. To be a Talmid Chacham? Of course not. To learn Torah? Who's got time? You need to find Parnassah. So you have not to put your mind into how to find Parnassah. You need to have a certain vessel to contain the Parnassah. No problem. You need to open a bank account or something. You need to do a certain istadlut. Thank you.
Everybody, watch this on Thursday, man.